something that they don't know.
You're
about.
30 on the clock here.
So, we'll call the Board of Equalization meeting to order at 8:30. Announce the posting of the Open Meetings Act on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Matt called. He's on his way. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. I need to change a couple there. Gary's too, probably. There you go. 5-0 to approve. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, Gus isn't moving like he's wanting to come up and talk, so.
Yeah, he's moving, period.
Well, here comes the public.
No, he was reading something there.
The public just came in.
The public just came in. Doug doesn't want to make a comment this morning, so. Public hearing. We need to open a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemption on a vehicle owned by a qualifying nonprofit organization of the Salvation Army.
That's Lori's thing, so I assume that's okay.
I would move to open the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann, open the public hearing at 8:32. Vote 5-0. So this is Lori's. Oh, Don has it here. 1223 agenda. It's Salvation 2015 Ford van body. Application for exemption. It would be $460 of the vehicle tax and $20 motor fee for a total exemption of $480. And she has on here to approve it. Lori does, and she has the box check for approval. So I don't see anybody else here. It says this vehicle will be used in responding to disasters to support emergency response personnel. So. Seeing nobody here for the public hearing, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I would move to close the public hearing.
Good morning.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann to close the public hearing at 8:33. Vote 6-0 with Lytle now being here. In favor to close the public hearing. So now we need a motion to approve this.
I would move to approve the tax exemption on vehicles owned by the Salvation Army.
Second.
Motion by Byers and seconded by Hill. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Okay, then we need to the tax correction slips. What are those for, I guess, or whatever? Need a motion to approve or disapprove the tax correction slips. There's three of them. The first one is a Vernon, V-E-R-A-N, and it's an addition to the tax rolls?
It's a homestead exemption. She wrote on there the reason. I think they denied the homestead exemption.
Oh, okay.
They must have found some income.
Department of Revenue denied the exemption and exceeded income limits. So it's $1,780.66 back on.
Myron, Vernon's passed away, so it'd be surely bearing I think.
Would it be the white? Okay. And the other one's personal property, leasing equipment to Goldcrest. So it's a deduction. No, they're not leasing equipment to Goldcrest, and a deduction of $65.68, Tamco Financial Services. And the same with the other one. This is equipment was not leased for 20. I neglected to notify the assessor's office. And this is they leased equipment to Southwick in Beatrice, and it's a deduction of $20.78.
What happens with those is a lot of time the lease stops, and when we don't get a signed schedule, we file for them. And so when they get the tax bill, then they let us know that they no longer have the equipment.
No discrepancy here, 7-7.
So we have a motion.
Motion.
Motion to approve by Byers and a second by Hill. Vote.
Okay.
6-0 in favor of approving. Patty?
Don't have much. I ended up with some Turk hearings, but I don't have any dates for those, so we'll have to see what's going on with that. They did appoint a new commissioner.
As soon as Patty's
Steve Keedle? I think he was the guy that took care of a lot of the legal parts of it anyway for him.
Before.
But they did appoint a new Turk commissioner, so they did have three now again. So, but they're way behind. We still haven't even heard the one that we had 2 years ago. So.
But they did appoint a new
yeah.
individual and
yeah.
stuff, so that'll hopefully help.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing single commissioner hearings a lot to try to get some of this stuff done. But I know we still have one on at least 2 years on the books.
Okay.
I would imagine the ones that we have that for this year won't be on coming up for another year or so. Which kind of makes it bad because you kind of forget. You try to, you know, remember what everything transpired and
make good notes.
Well, we did, I think. But it's still kind of to try to get them done. And I don't know what the answer is, because Omaha and Lincoln have a lot of them.
It's rough for the people filing that, too. The people contesting things, they have to wait that long.
Otherwise, I don't have anything, Myron.
You know, well, I stand corrected a little bit. We just voted a minute ago, and we did not have a motion. That was a motion from the come out of the public hearing. So we need a motion now. So we voted 6-0, but we didn't vote because we did not have a motion and a second on approval of the three deals. So
I would move to
corrected.
Approve
yes.
tax corrections of 17, 18, and 19.
Second.
Okay. Now, motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle. Now we can vote. 6-0 in favor.
I was doing that last time.
Don caught that. That motion that I remembered was from coming out of the public hearing that John seconded. So, anything else anybody have for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:37.